Airport officials say the explosion occurred around 8:40 in a maintenance shop facility at Gate D21. There were no injuries, but some power and air conditioning were lost. Marty Haynes arrived at the concourse after it was partially evacuated.
It was just really crowded down there. I don't know, maybe 1,000 people, 1,500 people all packed down there at the bottom of the escalators. And there were, you know, people were getting a little short-tempered and moving around and wanting to do something, so I decided to get out of there.
About 2 hours after the explosion, operations returned to normal. Airport spokesman Reese McCraney says officials don't believe the explosion was intentional, but the investigation continues.
What we've been able to determine so far is that it was a mechanical failure for a small electrical unit that supplies power to the air conditioning and other areas of Concourse D. Once that failed, the air conditioning and power went out.
U.S. Airways says the explosion occurred when an electrical transformer above the drop ceiling around the area of its gate was overloaded in blue. The airline canceled two flights and diverted another to Charlotte. Several other airlines experienced minimal delays. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.